Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A pro-India group is urging the government in Nepal to return to a Hindu state. Currently, Nepal is a secular republic. However, the Hindu-majority nation is listed at number 32 on Open Doors USA's World Watch list. The list is a ranking of the 50 hardest countries to live in as a Christian. Open Doors' Dr. David Curry says the growing nationalist mentality there could be seeping in from neighboring India.
The BJP party in India has partners and friends just across the border in Nepal. They want to have a radical Hindu agenda. What that sounds like in practical everyday life is they say, you're not a Nepalese if you're not Hindu.
Curry says this isn't playing out in Nepal to the degree it has in India. However, this could quickly change. Please pray for Christians in Nepal, their protection and perseverance. And are Christians obligated to do something about poverty? To Jennifer Vandermeulen with Mission India, the answer is yes.
God is concerned about poverty, and he's concerned about Christians and what we can do about it. You know, instead of being like the Pharisee that kind of is on their way to church and passes by the wounded person on the road, I think God is just inviting us to stop and to reach out and to help. And that provides an entrance to share the gospel.
Mission India is fighting one of the driving forces of poverty in India, illiteracy, and they're helping local U.S. believers join the battle. The ministry held a women's event earlier this month, and response cards continue to pour in. Get details and find your place in the story and the full report at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. You'll also find details on One Way's PrayerCast outreach. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.